Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Opening night for the Sixers in Washington. All three guys on the floor. All three guys on the floor. Maybe just for a couple of minutes each, but they're all going to be out there. That is staggeringly good. I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just that moment. But I got something I want to bring up here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Will all three be on the floor at the same time?
I would hope at some point we can figure that out at, you know, a couple fleeting moments at least here and there.
Yeah.
Here's my issue. So today I'm reading through some quotes. I'm reading through Joel talking about Markelle Fultz, and I'm reading what Markelle had to say recently. And one quote just struck me. It just struck me, and it's not anything out of the ordinary for any player, but it just kind of got my blood flowing a little bit. I'll do whatever I've got to do to get another banner up there, pointing at the roof of the Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that just made me think about the last couple of years. With two number one overall picks, you know, with Markelle since he's gotten here, we've heard about the shoulder and whether or not that's an issue and the shot and all that stuff. But from a character standpoint, you hear all the right things. You know, good guy, focused on winning, going to do whatever it takes to win, all that kind of stuff. And Ben Simmons, you hear things over the last year plus, not character stuff per se, but you hear more about, you know, quietly the agent, you know, we're going to hear the whispers about he's going to sit out last year, not going to play at all so he can make sure he gets that full bonus for winning Rookie of the Year. We're going to make sure that Ben is playing point guard and nowhere else. We'll communicate that to the team, and the team will defend Ben, and you'll hear Rich Paul you know, talking about Ben being one of the great players to ever play. He's not, you know, you hear about the Ben doesn't want to shoot the basketball. He only wants to pass the ball. And it just struck me. Like, you know, you've got one guy who's the number one overall pick who, without stepping on the court, you've already had to make concessions to. And you've got another guy who's the number one overall pick who isn't complaining about coming off the bench, isn't complaining about learning to play off the ball and having to adjust, and has to be, and is somebody that was, frankly, in a similar situation, but was a better scorer than Simmons was. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a better passer than Simmons. He's an elite-level passer.
Well, he's clearly a better scorer.
That Fultz says.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. That Simmons is the elite-level passer. Absolutely. I haven't heard about Simmons attacking weaknesses, about, you know, shooting the ball over the last year and a half. I can't even get him to do it on camera. You know, honestly, we talk about the minutes restrictions with Joel. Can we have some shot restrictions with Ben, or some shot, you know, floors where he's got to take three or four at least? You know, Ben Simmons better be this damn good. He better be everything that I've been told he's going to be, because it feels like there's been a lot more accommodating to Ben Simmons,
right,
than there has to Markelle Fultz.
Well, I believe, first of all, I don't disagree with any of those things you just said, but I think it's for a reason. I believe the Sixers believe that Ben Simmons is the transcending player and Markelle Fultz is not.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to put Ben Simmons in a position where he's going to be comfortable doing what he does best, because what he does best will have a greater impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking this is what they believe. Say, well, they want to make sure they don't disrupt him. They don't try to force him to play out of position or play in a position where he's uncomfortable, because I got to be honest with you. You almost forget how unique of an athlete he is when you don't watch him play. Like, I can watch the other basketball players play, and I got plenty of favorite players. But I also can look out there and tell when I'm looking at a guy who just looks like a freak of nature when it comes to being an athlete in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there's only been a few like that, you know, and the only one that's done it and been at a level of a star player, superstar player, one of the game's greatest, LeBron James. I mean, he's I don't know if there's been a better athlete to ever play basketball than LeBron James. When you just look at the athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
The other skill stuff is stuff that he added, evolved his game into what it has become. I don't know if Ben Simmons is going to be that type of player. Now, as a matter of fact, I do know he's not going to be that type of player. But it doesn't mean his athleticism, his ability to handle the ball, the court vision, doesn't have a greater impact on the game than what Markel Fultz can do as a great scorer. Right?
Like,
yeah. I'll say this, right? When I look at Markel Fultz, one of the things that jump off the screen at me is he doesn't look faster than everybody else. He doesn't look explosive. He's not jumping out of the gym. He's not doing these things. You know, you kind of see his game and you say, oh, okay, I see his game. I see that. Whereas with Simmons, you know you're not used to seeing a player that size move like he does.
Right.
And do some of the things that he does. I think also he translates to being a better defensive player because of that athleticism. He's going to be able to guard multiple positions.
I hope so.
They don't include guard or two guard. I don't think he can guard those guys.
And I think Fultz will turn out to be a better defensive player, too. Not necessarily better than
you're saying better than
Simmons.
What you see right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I hear Brett talking all about, well, he's focused on, you know, moving his feet. He's focused on moving without the ball and, you know, attacking things that he's not used to doing.
Sure.
Meanwhile, every time I look... Ben's throwing no-look passes against five guys who are 4'8" down in Australia. So, okay. All right, I want to get excited about that. Here's what I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All things being equal, give me Fultz. I'll take Fultz over Simmons.
That's kind of what I'm hearing, right?
I'm
hearing more of you would rather see Markel Fultz running the point.
It's not even running the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that this guy has skills. I do think that there is something to he doesn't have the level of explosiveness, mm-hmm. but I also think that sometimes he looks like he has less of that because he's smoother.
Right.
I think he's a smooth player.
Yeah, I liken him to James Harden.
Yeah.
Like, I look at James Harden and you say, then he starts playing and you're like, oh, Lord. You know what I mean? He has. But James Harden has added a craftiness to his game that's allowed him to be an unstoppable scorer. Outside shooter, get to the basket, get to the free throw line. He doesn't jump over people.
This might be crazy, but I don't care. If I had to pick one guy to go with and go to war with, give me Markel. Give me Markel.
That's the one thing I admire about you, man.
Let's go.
You commit.
Hey.
You committed to Markel.
By the way, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to scream at me, if anybody wants to scream at me about that, I know what we're going to see the first few months of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. We ain't going to see much. We're going to see out of Fultz, and probably there will be times where Simmons looks absolutely dynamic passing the basketball.
Right.
I got to build for the next few years. Give me the guy I hear talk a lot more about winning who's got a great skill set. May not be what Simmons has, but he's got a great skill set, and he can score the basketball. And you know what else?
Do you think Markel regrets being drafted here?
No, not yet. He might be. He might at some point. Not yet. And what's unfortunate to me is
I think he is.
They haven't even played a game yet.
Yeah.
And I can already see that Markel will be the odd man out when they want to make a trade in a year or two. I can already see that. But give me that guy. I like him.
There's a kid that could have been he was the number one overall pick.
I'll give you one last one too.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of anything.
No, I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see that. This thing is going to test his competitive nature, his competitive drive. But I'm sure he envisioned running his own team.
Uh-huh.
Coming out. Like, somebody's going to draft me to be the point guard of the team. Lonzo gets to run his team. as the point guard. De'Aaron Fox is going to run his team as the point guard. All these guards that came out are running their team.
Not him. If Ben's a unicorn, I better be seeing some unicorning.
But they drafted him because they think he fits.
Okay. Kevin in North Philly. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Kev?
I always have a great show. I appreciate you listening to you. I just want to say, man, I am so disgusted. I don't even want to use a different word. I just want to get right to it.
What happened?
With this organization, man. They're the owners. I get it. They get to do whatever they want. They invested the money. But we are also the owners, too, the fans. You know, we invest our time, our money. We invest a lot in this team. And, you know, the salespeople, they have a job to do. I get it. They got to sell tickets. That's their job. I had season tickets maybe 3-4 years ago. Okay, a partial plan. It wasn't full-blown 41. But to sell it like this guy's ready to go from day one, hitting the ground going, and knowing all the time that he was not going to play but 16 minutes a game or so. That's a disgrace. And shame on them, by the way. That's a disgrace. I would like to put it nicer in a different way, but I couldn't find the words. Even being on hold that long, I can't find any other words but just disgusted, man. Just disgusted. I've been a fan since Doug Collins was a rookie in 1972. And, you know, I don't care if they win, lose. I don't care if Philadelphia's playing checkers. I'm a Philadelphia fan. Mm. And so these guys, they have got to stop playing games with it. If the guy's going to play, say he's going to play. If he's not going to play, that's fine. Thank God we have Brett Brown, a guy who can massage it and put it into a context where he's not looked at as a bad guy but just a messenger. It's just disgraceful, man.
Wait, it's understandable to be frustrated.
Feel your pain, Kevin. Feel your pain, brother.
Yeah, it's understandable to be frustrated like that. Totally get it.
Yeah, you just want to see this team get out there and play. We're tired of looking at the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of looking at reading about injuries, minutes, rookie of the year's bonuses, all that stuff. Yeah. Tired of it all. Go out and win.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.